USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Debate continues on the Senate floor regarding a coronavirus stimulus bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminding everyone.
By one analysis, the Democrats' extra cash bonus for laid-off workers who stay home will result in more than 60% of workers earning more money by staying home than they'd earn from returning to work. What a great idea. This isn't state unemployment insurance. It's borrowing from our kids and grandkids to pay yet an additional cash bonus. We're not working.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is ordering the judge overseeing the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to reconsider a third-degree murder charge. Chauvin faces manslaughter and second-degree murder charges in the trial that is scheduled to start Monday as he's accused of killing George Floyd. The Chauvin trial could be delayed if the defense appeals the decision to the state Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is taking on big tech political censorship. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will be returning to service. They were among the first transit lines to stop last spring as the city shut down amid the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is calling on a congressional committee to hold a public hearing regarding cancel culture. Jordan's sending a letter to the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, urging him to use this time to examine the cancel culture that's sweeping America.
This is the biggest threat to freedom our country faces. Because do you really have a functioning First Amendment when only one side's allowed to speak? Do you have free speech when the left determines what can be said? That's the situation we're in today. And yeah, we can laugh about it when it's, you know, Kermit the Frog and the Muppets, when it's Mr. Potato Head, when it's Dr. Seuss books. But Barry Weiss, former editor at the New York Times, said, if you engage in wrong speak or wrong think, you will face what she called the digital thunderdome. They will come after you. They'll come after your family. They'll harass your employer. And this is making Americans afraid to speak out, afraid to exercise your most fundamental liberty, your right to speak and to speak in a political nature. This is what they're attacking, and it is as wrong as wrong can be.
A report showing how Louisiana State mishandled sexual assault complaints is being made public. LSU President Tom Galligan calling it painful.
We've been forced to take a hard look in the mirror, and to be perfectly clear, we don't like what we see.
The report found the school intentionally made it complicated to report abuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.